This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Donald Trump should immediately be removed from office or Congress may proceed to impeach him. Speaking on Thursday, Pelosi joined those calling on the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Trump from office. She said that the president had incited an armed insurrection against the United States.
In calling for this seditious act, President has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people.
Democrats and some Republicans want Trump removed before his term ends on January 20th with Democrat Joe Biden's inauguration. The 25th Amendment allows for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare the president unfit for office. Vice President Mike Pence would then become acting president. President-elect Joe Biden is calling the violent group that descended on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday domestic terrorists and laying the blame for the violence squarely at President Donald Trump's feet. During remarks in Wilmington, Delaware on Thursday, Biden said people should not call the hundreds of Trump supporters who broke into the Capitol protesters.
They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
The House and Senate certified Biden's Electoral College win early Thursday morning after a violent throng of pro-Trump rioters spent hours Wednesday running rampant through the Capitol. One woman was fatally shot. Three others died of other sources. Windows were bashed and the mob forced shaken lawmakers and aides to flee from the building. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iraq's judiciary says an arrest warrant has been issued for outgoing President Donald Trump in connection with the killing of an Iranian general and a powerful Iraqi militia leader last year. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The warrant was issued by a judge in Baghdad's investigative court, tasked with probing the Washington-directed drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. They were killed outside the capital's airport last January. Al-Muhandis was a deputy leader of the state-sanctioned Popular Mobilization Forces, an umbrella group composed of an array of militias, including Iran-backed groups formed to fight the Islamic State group. Soleimani headed the Expeditionary Quds Force of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The head of the World Health Organization's European region says a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. Dr. Hans Kluge, the WHO's regional director for Europe, pointed to the new challenges brought by the mutating virus.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may, over time, replace other circulating lineages, as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Kluge says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. He says 22 countries in the region have detected the new variant. The U.S. trade deficit reached its highest level in 14 years. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped to $68 billion in November, the highest monthly deficit since August 2006. The gap between what America buys abroad and what it sells abroad increased 8% from October. A nearly 3% increase in imports overwhelmed a roughly 1% rise in exports. For the first 11 months of 2020, the trade deficit stands at more than $600 billion. That's up nearly 14% from the same period in 2019. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell slightly last week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports claims for jobless benefits edged down to 787,000, a slight decline from the previous week. But with jobless claims at such historically high levels, it's an indication employers continue to cut jobs amid tighter business restrictions and Americans' concerns about the surge in coronavirus cases.
On Wall Street, just before the close, stocks are trading higher with the Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David.